At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You don't own the rights to this music. We don't own. It don't matter though. Yes, it does.
Still gonna rock that shit.
Hey, yo, this the old dirty bastard, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan.
And Old Dirty Bastard. And yeah. I want to segue into my main man.
Let's do that.
The Old Cripple Bastard, yeah?
Old Cripple Bastard, shout out to you.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can't walk.
Yeah, big shout out to you.
Old Cripple Bastard.
We going to shout you out first thing before we even introduce everything.
Anything.
Else. Bam.
Shout out. Hey, go to his site. Look at his stories. Look at his videos. They're hilarious.
Hilarious and informative.
Informative and hilarious.
I love his edits. His edits are on point.
Shout out to OCB TV.
Yeah, shout out to you, dog. Go and subscribe to his channel.
Do it now.
Yeah.
And if this is your first time on here,
yeah,
go ahead and hit the subscribe.
Yeah. Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast, y'all.
Yeah.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
And that is for sure.
That's for sure.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. What up, yo?
Man, slow motion, man.
Fuck, you ain't lying, dog. It was a little slow.
Slow motion.
Yeah, man. Life, I mean, dog.
Slow motion, but great. You know, I was under the weather.
Yeah.
I'm back.
You seem better.
I'm back.
Sound better.
It. Thank you.
I remember we had conversations on the phone. I'm like, ooh, snotty face.
Yeah, man, that was terrible. Cold suck. And it's 2023, you would think.
They can't beat the common cold, man.
Yeah, you can't beat the common cold.
Can't. No matter what. That's why it was hilarious during the vid. You know what I mean? It was just like, are you sure people just ain't sick?
Sometimes? Yeah, people, you can't catch a regular cold anymore?
That shit disappeared.
It's got to be COVID.
Now shit's back and motherfuckers got runny nose.
Or something. Yeah.
Some new strain.
Omicron variant.
What else, dog? I got a little tongue
Megatron
ache,
variant.
Little fart. And you back to I can't miss work. So guess what? Whatever I get, you get. No, luckily, dude, I don't know what it is. I'm just not a sickly person, so thank God.
I mean, I'm not really either.
No, it'll get you.
Yeah, it'll get me.
But, yeah, it sucks when it does. It's like, oh, really? Come on, man. I ain't got time off of work like this. I got... And then you just go in.
Yeah, fortunately and unfortunately, my sickness came after my work week was over, and then it was like on my days off. My days off when I had things to do. I had comedy to do.
Right.
I had other things to do.
Right.
And I had to slow it down, and I didn't do we didn't do a podcast.
Yeah, we yay, man.
It was terrible.
Yeah, you had to get your health back, so yeah, that's more important. Good. Hey, we're back.
Back at it.
Had Mr. Gene Miller on last time.
Shout out to Gene Miller. That was a great episode. I had a great conversation with Gene Miller.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, you see these guys out on the, you know, what we call the circuit out on, you know, doing comedy out in the different spots. And you don't get a chance to sit down and actually have a conversation with those individuals.
Yeah.
And it was great to have a conversation about, you know, comedy and things in general with Gene Miller. Like we talked on and off camera, and it was always a pleasure. Like when the comics come through and we have guests here, I really enjoy our conversations that we have off camera as well as on camera.
Podcast before the podcast, man. It's usually what it is, you know. Yeah. And that's with us every time. But
sure,
100%. The ones that, you know, I think they're pleasantly surprised when they show up.
Yeah, I mean, I think they, you know, for the first time, the people that, you know, haven't been on the show or haven't actually spent time with you and I, hopefully they're pleasantly surprised.
Hopefully.
Shout out to Spike Lou, too.
Yeah, shout out to Spike Lou.
He came through,
yep.
And, you know, we did what we call the pregame.
Yeah, always.
For the podcast.
Always pre.
You know.
It's always pregame for the podcast.
Yeah, it's a good time. You know, you get a chance to, you know, like,
Get to know somebody.
Yeah. Have a conversation with them, like without the club or other people.
Right.
You know, it's just
we're
having conversations.
100%.
And it's dope. I really enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, it's good to piggyback off that, to, you know, really get into what made them want to do it.
Yeah,
because dude, the best thing about comedy is perception.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people grow up and they, same neighborhood, different house, completely different fucking perception on life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's and that's why, like, this thing we do is, I think it has to be that individual. You know what I mean? It's not everybody has this within them to want to go out there and go and talk about their lives. Because basically we talk about our lives. You fib a little bit more on the side, but you still bring it within your realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I throw a little razzle dazzle in the story.
I'm just saying,
whatever,
I'm just saying, but you still within your realm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you speak on your experiences and where you grew up. You know what I mean? You still do all that. It's just, you know what I mean? So I love perspectives in comedy, and I love meeting individuals without that. You know, without doing this and actually making steps towards, we wouldn't have met so many people, dog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this comedy thing, it definitely brought many different people from many different walks of life.
Yeah.
Lives together. Entertainment in general. It's like, when you know somebody that does comedy, or somebody that's acting, or somebody that sings, or somebody that raps.
Right.
You know, it's like, It's all a grind. It's all an entertainment grind. You want to be entertaining, and you also want to, you know, make a profit of it.
Yeah.
To
reality
speaking.
The hardest thing is to get people out there and actually. But I guess it's. I don't know. I have two thoughts of it. It all depends on what day, you know what I mean, and what product you put out, and how much you promote. You know what I mean? There's a lot of factors that go into all these things.
It definitely is a lot of factors. Some people are different. You know, they promote differently than others. Whether it be their music or their comedy.
Right.
You know, speaking from the game that I'm in, it's like a lot of people that they don't really promote themselves.
I mean, other than Facebook and stuff like that.
Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, actually,
I mean, that's about as much as I do. I mean, but we also, not really, because we do, we're walking advertisements, man. We're always rocking our shit.
Midnight Paco.
Well, look, shout out to I Am Chad.
Impossicality.
Impossicality.
We ain't here to talk about that. Shout out to Chad.
And I'm just rocking this shit, you know, because we went up and did comedy.
You
tonight.
Did some comedy.
And I'm like, what shirt should I wear on stage? And I'm like,
I think you wore Impossicality.
I wore Impossicality.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it was a great choice. Yeah. So, and I think you did, you know, you represented well. You did a great job on stage.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Hey, man, we're gearing up for shows and such. Yeah, we had stuff
and
going.
And that.
We have things going on.
We do.
You know, so
absolutely.
Beaver Falls, PA.
Oh, yes.
Here Beaver we come.
Falls. We're coming your way.
Bam!
Ooh! Shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Absolutely.
He's making steps, so he blessed us with the opportunity to come and do the show.
Yeah, it was going to be on the
28th.
Yes,
I believe.
Yes, the 28th.
Yeah, so it's going to be rocking on a Saturday, Beaver Falls, PA.
We're going to be in the house. Yeah. You know what? I think we're going to get there early.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yo, take me to where it is. Like, take me to the Spidots.
Right.
Beaver Falls. I want to see what it is.
It's going to be a good time, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Beaver Falls, hit me up.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Come through the show. Come say hi. It's going to be a great show. Come through.
Yeah, it is. So make sure I'm telling you guys.
Put up that flyer like,
blah. Oh, yeah. It should be up. I'm going to probably keep it up the whole time we've been chatting.
Yeah, put it over my face.
No, I'll put it like right here.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Put it on my head. Like right here.
Don't make me move everything. It's probably going to be right here.
Oh, all right, right there. All right, bet. Word.
But before that, guess what we got going on this week? Next week we'll have to talk about the movie.
That's right. This guy's
we'll
got
have a movie.
Movie
review.
Well, he has a premiere.
But we have the premiere.
Of his movie.
Yes.
Hey, Justin, what time did the movie start?
I think the movie started at 8 o'clock. Shit, I got to check.
You don't know what time the movie start?
Maybe 7.
7?
I think we got the red carpet thing starts at 7. The movie may start at 8. Something.
You don't know what time?
I have to look. It'll be...
This guy. I
boom. The information. But this is going to be already, you know...
Maxie's Revenge. This guy.
It's going to be...
Maxie's
Revenge pointless,
movie.
But yeah, Maxie's Revenge.
It's not pointless. Put it up there so people can go look it up. Inquire and find it and watch it and tune in.
No, I'm saying the premiere, what time it is pointless because this is going to be after the fact anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I just wanted to know what taunting the movie starts.
I mean, I'll tell you.
I just wanted to know.
I'll look. I think it starts at 8.
Okay.
Between 7 or 8.
Because I'm going to lay my outfit out tonight.
Yes, so it's nice and not wrinkly.
I might put it under my mattress.
So it's flat.
So it can be, you know, straightened out for the premiere.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
I took out the shirts and I just laid it so the gravity pulls it down.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I don't know either. Why are you talking like that?
I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know this guy.
I can't do it. I'm terrible at accents.
Oh, you do fine.
No, I don't.
It's just as fake as mine.
It's just
absolutely.
It's a skill that I don't have, like artistic abilities. Like, wow. I can't draw. Like, I can't talk with an accent.
Well, you don't have to draw because you make fire shirts. You make fire flyers.
Well,
hey, anybody need any flyers or logos to be created? Holler at this dude, man. I've seen this dude do magic. Somebody gave him a logo on with like crayon on a napkin or something, and he made a dope shirt out of it. And it's a talent. So
it was dope. It was dope. Yeah, no,
absolutely.
It's good. Look, the best part is trying to figure out what somebody wants, their idea, and if I can create it and to their liking.
If you dream it, he can create it. Absolutely,
there it is.
Yeah,
without the ability to draw.
Without the ability to draw, you don't need it to draw.
No,
you don't need
stock and all types of imagination.
You have to have the creative mind.
You got 100%.
You have to have the creative mind. So.
Yep, 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what, you know, and we also did some comedy.
Tonight
we did comedy at the Funny Stop.
You did some new stuff.
Yes.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
I not to be rude, I held back laughter so it's not right on the film.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I'm always recording your set.
Yeah.
So I give you shout outs, and then when you start, I try not to, because there's times I know you've been going, I'll be like, oh, fuck. Starts fucking shaking and shit all over stupid shit. I'll be trying to enjoy it, you know.
Appreciate you, man.
You know, brother.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you did a great job of comedy.
Thank you. I ran the light a little bit.
Well, he's a track star.
A little bit, not a lot, by like 30, 40 seconds, 30 seconds maybe, tops, somewhere on there. That's what happens when you start interacting with the crowd.
Well.
Especially when your shit's timed a certain extent and you think you can go to a certain point.
When you're a professional.
Yeah, whatever.
You interact with the crowd and you do your material and you see that light.
And you cut it off.
I acknowledge the light. I either point, I either smile, I see it, I do a nod, and then I'm wrapping it up.
Yes.
You know, wrapping it up.
I know. I was trying to find a point to wrap it up, and then I kept going, and I realized, shit, if I wrap it up here, that's a stupid part to wrap it up at.
Yeah, I mean, so sometimes you just... You just do what the inconsiderate comics do and be like, look, F their time. F everybody else's time. I'm going to finish my junk. I don't care how much time it takes. I saw the light and I see them flashing, but I'm going to continue my joke.
I only got it once.
Matter of fact, I'm going to try another joke on top of that one because I didn't get those out properly. So I'm going to keep going with my jokes.
That's not what happened tonight, but that's... That's not what happened.
No, that's not what happened.
I didn't keep getting flashed.
No,
I got the light. I knew it was close to that other light, but I still ended gracefully and got off.
Real quick, I know I'm super late with this, but, you know, I wanted to shout out my big brother growing up.
Yes.
Shout out to my 93rd Myra family, everybody that grew up on that street with me. And this is a book from... James Lasseter. It's called Black in the Green Environment. You know? Black in the Green Environment offers a unique and thoughtful exploration into my life as a preacher's kid growing up in an inner city home with 9 siblings. I give the reader a view of what it was like being nurtured by a father who served in the military and was a devout Christian. And on through my life from high school through college. During those years, I experienced many awesome things like birth of my daughter and being mentioned as a possible All-American leading into my junior year. In life, however, bad experiences often came with the good. Unfortunately for me, one of my worst moments was taking the horrible choice to sell drugs my second year in college. That choice altered my life and ultimately cost me my freedom. The reader will get a glimpse of how that bad choice led to me getting convicted and sentenced under the guise of the early 90s war on drugs, which some say was the reason for the mass incarceration of African American men. As you read my tale of happiness, despair, triumph, and success, you will get a glimpse of how I stood firm in the face of adversity and over time was able to piece my life back together. Black in the Green Environment is a roller coaster of a tale that seeks to show how one can completely ruin their life, but that with faith and determination, you can still become a success. And I wanted to add, not taking away from what you wrote in your book, you had a strong foundation in family. Your family, like, rooted for you And I witnessed them root for each other no matter what they did, if it was track or whatever the other sibling did. Everybody was a fan of each other, and I witnessed that personally. And I felt like, and I'm honored to feel like I was a part of that family. So shout out to my big brother, James Lasseter. Check this out.
There you go.
I'm sure it's a good read. I didn't read it yet. It just came. It just came. And I know I'm late. It came out some time ago, but yo, I'm sure it's a good read. Shout out to my big brother, James Lasseter.
And I'll put the link in the description. So
yeah.
There you go.
That's
shout out to him. Hey, he wrote a book, man.
Yeah, I don't know too many authors.
Yeah. Take that time to parse out your life and to give out those details. Yeah. You know, that's personal, man. That's, you know, it takes a lot. That's like us going on stage and talking about some stuff. You know, people who bare their soul a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to give them credit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, even for me in comedy, I found out that, like, you know, first of all, you got to have thick skin.
Yeah, you do.
Like, even though we don't roast, I come from roasting. Mm-hmm. That's my background. You got to have thick skin for that.
I mean, I'm quick. My boys, you gotta be quick.
I came from.
Yeah.
I get. I call it kung fu. I call it comedy kung fu.
My wife calls me a smart ass.
I practice my comedy kung fu every day. So anybody that want to battle me, try me. But anyway, with that being said, I'm just saying, like,
you know what you're good at is your memory, because you're able to get recall. If I had the recall you had, people would be in super trouble. You know what I mean? They'd just be in trouble, because just the correlation of how you're able to get people, you know what I mean, is the recall from a lot of shit that is relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's
I mean,
lot.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I practice my kung fu daily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what's up. Look at you.
Daily. I mean, you know, I'm not a bully out here, but, you know, like I said, I practice daily. But anyway, I wanted to say, like, being a comedian and, like, you know, basically, like, you got to have thick skin. And sometimes we divulge things that we never told anybody in front of a room of strangers.
Right, right. Yeah. Or especially a certain way.
Well, we want to make it entertaining and funny, but it's just like things that would normally hurt you and cripple you, and, you know, we just be like, look.
I'm scared.
No, okay. Like, I'm scared. And that's one of my fabricated things, because I'm a rider. You know what I mean? I get on everything.
Yeah, I know.
But the only thing that I can't do is those spinning rides.
That's just stupid.
What, the spinning ride?
Yeah, why?
I mean, like, the pendulum or the Superman, that was fun. That ride that swung and spin. Yeah. I love that. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I felt like I was flying. I can't do it anymore.
Man, all I think is Faces of Death, but Final Destination.
Final Destination, man, was a good movie. I watched Faces of Death back when I didn't know it was one, two. I watched all of them. And
I heard those were fake.
No, they wasn't fake.
I didn't watch any.
I watched them. I watched all of them, and I was all excited about it, and I had a crowd of people watching them.
Really?
With me, and they was like, you are sick. I'm like, huh? I watched all of them, and I kept watching them. Like, we're going to bed. Like, I'm not watching any more of this. What's wrong with you? I'm like, this is good. Wait, man, you didn't see that part? Look.
You know what's crazy?
What?
So the military can brainwash the hell out of you. When I went to Iraq, dude, there was a video I got. Like, they showed us when we were, like, relieving the unit that was there before us, which was the first ID.
Mm-hmm.
We were leaving them, and they put they had this slideshow, dude, of just to let the bodies hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we were like, rah! But when you show it to somebody else who ain't, you're like, what the fuck? It was probably like they're saying, fucking, you know, like
what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you're sick.
Yeah, it's like,
we're going to bed, sicko.
Yeah, it's like, you have a point. Like, you don't think about it. I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right. I wasn't sick, but the way you think about things at that time, you don't think about what you're looking at because you're thinking in a different mindset, but you're like, wait a minute. You guys just dealt with this shit, and I got to be here for a year? That was my thought process, but when you see the shit, it's like, ugh. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I ever watched Face. I heard about it. I heard they ate brains of the monkeys or something.
Monkey
shit.
Brain, yeah. They set this this monkey, he was alive at the time, and they put him in the middle of this table, and the only thing that was exposed was his head, and he was screaming, and they cracked him on top of his head.
And that's what I heard, yeah.
And then they cut his brain, his head open, and then they ate the monkey brains, and that was terrible. Yeah. I would have never wanted to participate with that, killing and eating a monkey's brain. I mean,
I heard, I guess that's how they make turtle soup. Like, how they kill the turtle is they beat it to death or beat its head in or some shit.
I don't know.
And like, I was listening to Rogan's podcast earlier. I didn't get to see the video they were watching, but it was the one with Red Band, and so it was probably a couple ago, but he was talking about somebody caught like a big sea turtle, whatever the case, and this is like what they do. And he was just showing how to make it, and I guess he had to kill it, and that's how they kill it, and then like it was still alive. He says he was cutting it, and it looked like the legs were still moving. It was like, is it still alive? It's like, people don't... Dude, I feel terrible for animals, man. But I mean, at the same time, like in the wild, like some bears and things wolves will just start eating some shit before it's like dead.
Yeah, they want it fresh.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They just start
eating. It's a circle
of
life.
Like asshole first, they start eating shit.
I've seen a lot of roadkill of the deers and I guess something, the vultures. The vultures and those black crows. And I seen some hawks eating some dead stuff too.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen the ass eating out of the deers and shit. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, because animals will just walk through the woods and come upon a deer or just kill it. But once they attack it, like they just start. Once they get a hold of it, they just start biting. Yeah. They don't fucking start like they don't kill it.
You know what? You know,
I think like lions or some shit. Or tigers, I think, are the only... Like, cats will kill it first, I think. Those are maybe the only thing. Maybe.
And I think the snakes do, too. They, like, suffocate them and then...
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Those may be the only motherfuckers that will kill you, but...
Yeah. But everything else, they just tear into you.
They just fucking start eating, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of, go ahead, man.
No, you take the lead. You sent me the fucking clip.
Oh, man.
that was a good segue, but fuck.
Yeah, speaking of that, man, it was like, it's this company that, I guess they said it was a shortage of meat, so what they did, and you can volunteer for this, and I don't know how much they're paying, but you can volunteer like a sliver of your flesh or meat, and then they'll grow meat off of you.
And they sell it.
And sell it. And people eat it. And I'm not interested in that.
Not at all, dude. That
I mean, it depends on how much they're paying.
How much are they paying?
I don't know. I don't know. Look, they can take some of this stomach fat off of me and have at it. Like, yeah, like cut some of this shit off.
I got some pork chop in my butt. They can take a little fucking slice off my ass.
Just think about that. Just think about that for a second.
Well, that's the cells. I don't even know what they do with the little skin. I mean, mostly it's just cells, right?
The cells or skin? I don't know, but...
I thought it was cells that they just grow the cells and make... From human cells.
Yeah, from human... So it's human meat for sale that you can eat and...
And they showed, like, a restaurant. Like, people
No,
were,
thanks.
They showed them, like, cooking this meat. Mm-mm. Because after they grew it... People were sitting there eating. They're like, "Oh, it's tender and shit." Like, dude, that's gonna open the door for cannibalism, man.
It is cannibalism. It's not opening the door. Well, that's what it is.
But what I'm saying is, the people will get the minds because if it tastes good, which Dahmer priority fucking.
He probably was like this late.
You guys are so late to the party.
Yeah, like oh my goodness.
You guys are being. congratulated. I should have been a world-class chef.
You know, like, that's disgusting. I'm not interested in eating no other human.
Not at all, dude.
No.
Not at all.
No, thank you.
It's just...
Matter of fact, if that becomes a thing, I mean, I'm already, like, borderline vegan. I don't have a problem with just converting all the way over to veganism.
Right. Yeah, I think I would have to, because then you'd start questioning everything, dog.
I mean, you should question.
I mean, I don't need to. I haven't eaten an Impossible Burger.
I think you should question if you are one of those people that like to eat out from Chinese restaurants. I know. And, like, if you're a chef and you made, like.
I feel bad. I wonder what I made.
If you made chicken fried rice yourself. And you go to the Chinese restaurant, and your chicken don't look like that.
I know!
You should be questioning it. Your ham fried rice, if your ham doesn't look like that, if your steak...
Pork fried rice, you mean?
Yeah, whatever.
Pork fried rice.
I don't know.
Ham fried rice.
And if you look at it, and your meat doesn't... When you cook... Don't look like that. You should be questioning it.
Well, see, you know what fucked me up was when I used to see where they shave it, the meat, you know, the big ass log of fucking meat.
Oh, man.
But
only thing I've seen like that is lamb.
Well, I didn't know it's a bunch of shit just stacked up and then they just
compress
the sides and eventually it looks like this fucking thing after they keep shaving it.
Or it could be grown human meat.
That's definitely not. It could be, but I don't think that's what it is.
I think everybody shit has that.
What are those things?
Human?
No.
It's human meat. It's human meat. What if you ingested some crackhead meat? Like you know, they'll sell anything. They sell blood and shit anyway. And they'll find out a way. Oh, yes. you can sell their meat and get money for it.
You're so stupid.
Man, I mean, what if you like, okay, I'm open to it and I'm gonna eat this, you know, human meat and it's a crackhead.
Wasn't you dated? That's a callback.
I would never date. You can't date crackhead.
No.
You said why not?
Yeah, I said, well, you wouldn't?
I would not date a crackhead.
Yeah, I
wouldn't. Not knowingly.
Not knowingly, yeah. Like, no. But she'd have to be a good, taking care of herself crackhead. I don't even think. I'm married. I can't do it. But yeah, no. Crackhead meat, that would be like, would there even be any on a bone?
I don't know, man. I mean, you got some fat coke heads.
Try it.
You know, Belushi and Chris Farley.
It's true.
Yeah. Crack and cocaine, to me, is the same thing. You could say it's different, but French fries and mashed potatoes is potatoes.
That's okay. Facts.
So
it's all just about how you ingest it.
So, like, you know, it should be like, in order to sell your meat sales...
Oh.
Or whatever to the food industry. Pause. In order to sell.
I'll sell my meat to the. No.
Pause. Yeah. So in order to sell your.
Meat.
Pause. To these food industry places. I think you should be able to go through a physical. You can't be on drugs. You can't. I don't know. You know, you want a healthy specimen.
Yeah, but what if you want THC meat?
Pause.
I guess you got to come to me, because that's where you get a little sliver.
It'll be already infused with THC?
Yeah, might as well, fuck. I mean, there's not a point throughout the day where there's not.
Anyway, yeah, seriously speaking.
UK? This was in the UK, right?
I don't think so.
I wasn't here.
I think it was.
Are you sure?
I think it was.
I thought it was the UK.
Everybody that was on that video was speaking English with no accents.
I don't know.
I didn't hear any accents.
I could have sworn that.
You did, but I was just so disgusted. And they're like, how could they? Like, why would they?
Future.
I'll become a vegan.
Scarcity of food.
Vegan. Problem solved. I'll be a vegan. I'll eat tree roots and tree bark. And
I mean, oatmeal and protein shakes aren't bad, but
you can get your proteins from other things.
I eat noodles. I eat a lot of pasta. That's carbohydrates, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I've been on the road and I've seen a lot of livestock, and I've seen some great looking horses out there. Whatever the hell they eat. Whatever the hell they eating. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to eat, because I want my muscles and my coat to look like theirs.
Dude, that's because they run all fucking day, man. They don't do shit but fucking stand and run and move around.
Man, they look great. And I was
us as humans fucking sit around and fucking do this fart and shit. Fucking
burp, fart. Eat stuff out like, this is good.
Oh, I can't eat no more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry again. Let me eat some more. It's time to eat.
I'm going to the comedy show. I'm going to do some comedy.
No, it's
not. Oh, man, we got to stop to get something to eat before we go to the comedy show.
I'm bourbon. Ooh, yeah. What's that smell?
Yeah. So, you know, that part.
That's good times right there, dog.
What, eating and farting?
Yep. That's American way. I mean, fuck. Dude, we have it so easy. Like,
we who?
Like people in general. Like,
people?
We come home from work and we get to do whatever. I mean, dude, we have a schedule, but we can just lay around. Like, we ain't got to worry about dodging animals and trying
But we do.
I mean, kinda.
We do.
But we ain't got to go out and kill our own food.
Some of us do.
Some people do because they choose to. I mean, I would have, if I had to, I would. But I never gutted an animal. I should have learned. My dad's giving me plenty of opportunities to go hunting, and I'm just like, I probably should before the apocalypse happens.
Or you could just eat vegetables and proteins and, you know, be healthy off of that.
I mean, I could, because I'm not a big deer. If that shit fucked me up, we've had plenty of conversations about that. Just seeing the process and seeing heads and barrels, and just, as a kid, just like, whoop, not going to go there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Run right past that shit.
I'm sure if a lot of people had to kill their own meat and...
It'd be... That's a learned thing, though, because if you grow up in that, you'll be fine with it.
You would be, but I know people that have problem eating chicken off the bone.
Right? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I used to be weirded out until, like, you know, being with my wife, because that's all they cook, chicken thighs, chicken legs.
I never had a problem with it.
I always liked the breast meat.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But I like chicken thighs. Chicken thighs
chicken
are good.
Chicken thighs are good.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I like everything. But
I
weaned myself off. I don't eat that much meat. I don't do a lot of.
Yeah, when you think about all the fucking chickens that die because, you know, I mean, think about all the legs and wings and things you see in the store and packages and just know how many chickens have only two legs. In two wings.
Well, they used to, but now they're making these things with several legs and several.
What?
Wings. Yeah, man. You didn't know that?
What?
You didn't know that?
Little John, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, they're making these things for just production, for eating production. They make these things with several wings and several legs. Haven't you seen these big old fat chicken wings? Haven't you seen these big old chicken wings that look like turkey wings?
Yeah, but they don't. I mean,
we don't know. The moral of the story is:
a chicken with four legs and four wings.
They're not going to show you that. I'm sure you can Google it.
I mean, they're definitely pumping them up, making them bigger.
You can Google these things that they make for production of food.
That's crazy. You know, they I found this out. Like, you know how they test, like, lab rats and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually breed lab rats to test shit. You know, like, their whole purpose is to die and be tested on. But they're not, like, getting the same. I just found this out. It's like terrible data because now you're given an environment where it's a controlled environment. You're not testing the
natural rat.
Yeah, yeah. You're just
it's controlled. a lab grown rat.
It's a lab grown rat. All it knows is the environment it's in, so the data is skewed by that. Like when you're really trying to get true data, when you take in all the accounts, environment, and all that stuff is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit you find out, you're just like, man, they're all just fucking full of shit.
Pretty much. And that's why I'm saying it should be a place we can go.
I'm sure it's still kind of, you know.
It should be a place that we can go to be like, you know what? We're not sure about this particular meat that we ordered from this Chinese restaurant. Could you please test it and tell me what it was?
I hate the stigma on that, though, because it's always been the thing.
This hamburger tastes a little strange. Could you please test it and tell me what it is?
I'd be afraid, because haven't they...
I would want to know.
The problem is, dude, you can't trust, like, TikTok and shit. You'll see things on there, and you're just like, ooh, is that real?
Well, that's why you see it. If you see it on TikTok and you have questions about it, then you do your own research.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
With that being said, Jay, where can they find you, man?
Oh, shit. You can follow me at Justin for the Comedy on Instagram, people.
You can find me at the_great_CoreE at Instagram, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram. Check us out. Go ahead and hit the like and follow, subscribe.
All that.
All of our supporters, appreciators, and merch buyers, we appreciate
everybody.
Yo.
All platforms.
We're on all
Please,
platforms.
Hey, guys, we're trying to get to 1,000, man. Let's hit the subscribe. Let's get this going, baby.
Because this dude want to jump out of an airplane so bad.
I'm just trying to get this algorithm going. We got to get this shit popping, baby.
And he want to cut off his facial hair, including his eyebrows.
Let's do it.
We're going to be up here both looking like iRobot.
What?
Like, I didn't do it. Oh.
All right, everybody. We'll check you out next week after the premiere. We'll let you know. Movie review. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.